Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. The decision to make the choice to be an influencer. Explain what you mean there.
Well, I am convinced that God created every person on earth to have influence. Like, I don't believe God created filler anywhere on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So every person that God created was designed to influence somebody. It might be a small group or it might be a large group of people, but everybody is designed to influence. And all you have to do is watch a group of people hang out with each other. And pretty soon they're all kind of dressing the same, and they all start to talk the same, and they start to do their hair the same, and they start to like all the same activities, because we have natural influence on one another. And I hear so many people say, oh, I don't want to be a role model. Well, that's denying what it means to be human, because all of us are role models to somebody. And when we stop fighting against it, we start embracing it and say, you know what, I want to be the best influence I can be on other people. I know I'll always be an imperfect influence, but I want to be the best influence I can on other people. And we start to view our life through that lens. It helps us to become the best that we can be, but it also gets us in sync with the way God created us. Mm. And we start to admit the obvious rather than fight against it.
Excellent. Pam, did you want to chime in?
You know, I really think that the happiest singles that I know are those who really embrace their purpose. For example, my friend Deb, that I talked about Alaska earlier in the show, well, she's an outdoor educator, and she leads this kayak trip that I take to Alaska almost every year, a group of women. And the reason I trust her so much is since she has been in college, she has kayaked on pretty much every river, every ocean, every place she can possibly in the whole entire world. And she is about my age now. So for 5 decades, she has been using kayaking and outdoor adventure to reach people for Christ. And so she's gone on missions trips before the Iron Curtain fell. She was going to Russia. She bicycled across Europe, just her and a couple of friends, you know, sharing Jesus along the way. The girl is so fun to have at a dinner party because somebody will start sharing, and she's like, oh, well, yeah, I did, you know, climbed at the top of Mount whatever. And, you know, she always can top whatever's in the room because she lives out God's adventure for her life. And so she's not sitting around feeling sorry for herself. She's making a difference. She's a director of women's ministry. She works with at-risk youth. Her life is full and fulfilling. And that's a great example of a courageous, healthy single.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.